Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 8th of January, recording at 9:12 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick look at the highlights. Asian stock markets, a bit diffident, although China was steady. And amazing India, another new all-time high. European stock markets were rallying quite nicely until Wall Street, which followed that lead, then went belly up here again today. Wall Street remains the focal point of global concerns and, sadly, the big risk out there. And the whole U.S. economy is, as we could say, is the big risk out there. And we had the Dow close a little off the lows. Most of the selling came in the last hour of trading, but it was down 238 points, or 1.86%. We had a similar decline on the S&P of nearly 26 points, and the NASDAQ was clobbered. Down 2.36, so very weak. That pushed U.S. bonds up a little bit. The bond futures in Europe had eased a little bit during their trading hours because the markets were firmer. The biggest story on the day was a surge in precious metals. And more on that in a moment. I think there might be a causal or trigger factor for that, although they have looked strong for a number of months now, you could say. And the dollar was down a little bit. Dollar index at 76.091. That's down 81 ticks. The industrial metals were very strong in here again today. Nickel, 3 months, closing up $1,695. That's taken it back close to the $30,000 level. High-grade copper, up 15 cents in here today. And the grains and bean complex was very strong, particularly corn, up 12.5 cents. Wheat pared its gains towards the close of trading, and crude oil had been up a couple of over $2. That was pegged back, lost at 96.27. That's up 118. So that's pretty much it. Well, what can we make of all this? Again, as I said, the focal point of concerns regarding risk today is squarely on the USA and on Wall Street. And this action is terrible. Wall Street is teetering on the brink at best. The technical action has looked very weak, as you know, for a while now, and that obviously has reined in and put some pressure on the European stock markets. It's put some pressure on some of the Asian stock markets. It's reacted as a restraint on some of the very strong stock markets. But I look around here today, and for instance, Brazil had a terrific day in here, and up 1,300 points. That's to over 2% here today on these booming commodities. And I'd mentioned India earlier on, which has shown amazing relative strength. So we have certainly seen some uncoupling here as far as stock markets are concerned, and that's pretty much unprecedented. Again, I say this on a tape, and all the sophisticated and experienced market historians out there, you'll say, well, it happened here and it happened there. But for the most part, when you've got Wall Street 12% off its highs, it's unusual to have some a number of emerging markets not only holding near their highs, but some of them, a few of them, actually pushing into new high ground. But you don't need to have a degree in psychology to know that if Wall Street continues to weaken, that that contagion will spread a bit further here overall. Now, again, on Wall Street, there's a lot of talk about a fiscal package. I will be posting an article on that from Lawrence Summers, which is extremely interesting. I have not a shred of doubt that we will get a fiscal stimulus package in the U.S. I have not a shred of doubt that it is very much needed, not least because the Fed, as I have said since, my goodness, I've said it since I got back from my cycling holiday, the Fed's fallen, or certainly since October, when we had that miserable little quarter point rate cut and the tough Fed statement, that they had fallen behind the curve of events and were making psychological blunders in their communication. And so we will certainly get more monetary stimulus, but it's so far been a case of too little, too late. We will certainly get a fiscal stimulus, but that takes time. And because first they have to decide on what they're going to do, that's relatively easy. Throw money at the poor. And the middle classes, or the sort of the bottom tier of the middle classes. And it'll have to be that way to really get any kind of support in Congress. To pass, because Congress is of course controlled by the Democrats, and that type of stimulus package is probably just what's required, because you need to generate some consumption, some spending, some growth here in the economy to avoid a serious Japan-style 1990s type of problem. But again, people in the market here know that that's not going to happen overnight. My own feeling is, again, as I've said, the charts on Wall Street look terrible, but I would not want to overreact on this, because you can see what's going to be coming. So those packages, I think, will shore up the market, but there's not a shred of evidence to suggest that it's going to do anything but go a bit lower first. And what type of evidence does it need? Well, it needs some big upward dynamics. Whereas today, the only upward dynamic that I saw that was related to Wall Street was the VIX index pushing up over 25. And we also. Well, it's not that wasn't the only one. We had very strong gold bugs index. I don't know if that held that quite through the close. I can check if my screen will hold up. I've been having trouble with Bloomberg. I think I need a new computer here. Well, the gold bugs index actually touched a new all-time high. It couldn't close up there, but it still closed with pretty good gains, up 18 at 450, 454. So that's a bravura performance under the circumstances here today. Okay, bonds have covered. There's nothing dramatic going on there, but they bond prices are going to remain steady while stock markets are under pressure and people worrying about slowing global GDP growth. Now, the precious metal action is extremely interesting. I said I felt there was a catalyst. To my immense surprise, there was an extremely bullish editorial in the Financial Times today saying that gold was the new global currency. And now that article, which I will be posting, will not contain anything that you haven't seen before. But I regard it in terms of overall sentiment. Some people, I had, well, again, I had a colleague say, "Hey, all how you see it," and I am long gold. I had one colleague look at that and say, "Well, that must be the end." And I said, "Well, no, I don't think so. What I think this represents is a very prestigious newspaper, the Financial Times, has come on board here, and their message will carry a lot of weight with a number of people who previously were either disinterested or dismissive of gold." So I think it was quite significant here today. Whether that lasts beyond beyond the day, I suspect it will. I am concerned that we may see some contagion from Wall Street's sell-off, but people may well be getting used to this, and the money's got to go somewhere. And I've said that precious metals have been looking like a developing momentum play following the grains, beans, and a number of other agricultural commodities in their own momentum play. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, because gold closed up $20 here today, new all-time numerical high. But of course, on an inflation-adjusted basis, gold is very cheap relative to the highs that we saw, admittedly bubble highs that we saw back in 1980. But as you're probably well aware, gold would have to be up over $1,100 before it had reached even half of its 1980 peak on an inflation-adjusted basis. And I think we are going to go there and more. I've been saying this for 6 years, but it won't go in a straight line. The action will be choppy. The momentum plays are the easiest ones to deal with, because we just ride longs and use trailing stops. If you're dealing with futures, those who are sitting in bullion funds, well, just enjoy the ride, I would say. The shares have lagged, and the main reason for that is because of the overall shadow cost by Wall Street, which has deterred interest somewhat. But nevertheless, we had a new high here by the Gold Bugs Index, whereas you got the Dow and the S&P at least 11, 12% off their October highs. So that's very interesting. It'll be an interesting little psychological test tomorrow, and tomorrow starts around midnight GMT, as we get those as Australia and New Zealand, they start trading gold, and that spreads spreads throughout over to Asia to see how well the precious metal holds up. If we get further gains by gold tomorrow, for instance, that would be a powerful endorsement of the growing momentum theory, and we would probably get gold going into an accelerated phase, carrying it up over 900, possibly well over 900, and then getting becoming vulnerable once again to another corrective phase within its long-term uptrend. But that's I'm getting ahead of myself here. Let's see what happens here tomorrow. That will indeed be interesting. Meanwhile, some of those gold funds, I'm sure, hit new highs in here today. The Merrill Lynch Golden General Fund, which is my, I think it's my sixth largest position in my long-term investment portfolio, that hit a new high, I think, I think last week, and I would imagine that it's done so here again today. We won't know until shortly after noon tomorrow when that gets posted, because it's a unit trust. And but again, say the action very, very strong. We've got confirming action here with all of these precious metals performing. And to put things in perspective, if you're looking at this, first, they're moving against all currencies. And we also, if you look at the monthly charts, I think those are really quite useful, because all their precious metals have gone up a lot in the last 6 years. Again, keep the perspective in terms of, you had that over 21-year bear market, which on our 20-year long-term charts, well, you don't even see the whole extent of that bear market. But a lot of you will remember that, and you get the idea. And it's still very, very much a bull market. The grain, and now the industrial metals. This was really interesting, because we had explosive gains in here. I mean, all you had to do is to hang out a shingle saying commodity, and people were interested. So we had some good upward dynamics here by the industrial metals. Now, they have proved recently to be more vulnerable than the precious to contagion from Wall Street. And the LME metals had closed, and I think copper had closed, yes, I'm sure copper had closed before Wall Street tanked this afternoon. So it'll be interesting again tomorrow to see how much contagion we get spilling into these markets. Now, again, as is so often the case, if China's up tomorrow, and I'm not talking about the Hang Seng, I would expect that to be down a bit. But if the Shanghai A-share index, the Shanghai Composite Index, if they're up tomorrow, that would help India and help sentiment generally. So, and again, if India is up tomorrow, that will help sentiment generally in the region. And so that would somewhat mitigate possible contagion for the industrial metals. But it will be very interesting to see what happens there. The US dollar, I expect it just to sort of continue to range around the 76 level, as I've been saying, but then to go back down and test those lows because of the interest rate cuts that are already occurring in here. Now, what did the yen do today? The yen, well, I think probably tomorrow will be a more interesting day to see what happened in the end. But the dollar's down a little bit against the yen today. That's fairly quiet overall in the currencies. The grains and beans, big action here. I think we get the announcement. I think it's next week, or is it this Friday? That USDA announcement is coming out on crops, and that will be very, very interesting to see if we then get some profit taking coming in following that announcement. No one knows for sure what it will be, or at least I certainly don't. But I've heard, as I've mentioned before, that the final crop yields for the US will be lowered. And that is potentially quite bullish news if it hasn't already been discounted. And we have had some pretty good rallies in here today. I hold the corn, as you may recall, and I, in a much more speculative position at these prices, a wheat long here, not too big at these levels, although I might be tempted to add to it on strength behind trailing stops. Now, I think also Goldman Sachs came out today and said that the agricultural commodity story could run for another 3 years. That did no harm to sentiment there. And I think that's pretty much it. So, roll on tomorrow. For certain, you know it won't be dull. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you. Hope you're holding up well under these interesting and challenging markets.